ITC membership. So if you're a current financial member, do not miss the opportunity to renew, because there's a huge waiting list now to become a member. And last week proved how valuable it is, and what a great thing it is to be a member of the ATC. You could move around in so much comfort through those membership areas, not only at Royal Randwick last week for that Tab Everest, but also at all our other great race courses. So theraces.com.au, or ring the people there in the office, renew your membership, because, as you say, Santa's coming.
Yeah, it comes around pretty quick now. We're a couple of days basically away, a couple of months basically away from December 25. Good on you, Brett. Enjoy your day out there for City Tats Club Day.
Yeah, thanks, Andrew. Good luck to all the punters.
Brett Devine there from the Australian Turf Club.
Sky Sports Radio and Sky Racing combine with the Australian Turf Club for the prestigious Everest Spring Racing Carnival.
Incredible racing moments will be created.
Hear the breaking racing news, plus the crucial race day interviews.
Your best start every day this spring is
Racing HQ. Brought to you by TAB and HQ Insurance.
Be sure, insure with HQ.
Just gone 7 o'clock on a Saturday morning. It's Saturday, October 26, and it's City Tattlesalls Club Cup Day. And, of course, the new $1 million Bondi Stakes for the three-year-olds to be run over a mile at Royal Randwick today. It's been warm, as we know, over the last couple of days, already around 25, 26 degrees around Sydney. We're looking at a top of around 32 degrees. With the warm weather, they did irrigate last night at about 8 o'clock. 3 mil went on, and the track this morning is a good 4, the penetrometer 5.16, and the rail is at 8 metres today. Kembla Grange, they watered last night as well. 5 mil went on, the track is a good 4. Eagle Farm, they watered last night. It's a good 4 there, and 30 degrees in Brisbane. And for Cox Plate Day at Moonee Valley, maybe the odd shower around the time of the Cox Plate, but it's not going to be anything significant. The track, it's a good 4. They've kept the rail in the true from last night. They did get about 1.2 mil of rain at about 4 this morning, but it's meant to be overcast but clear up until around 5 o'clock today. So monitor that as we go through it. It's a bit different today because on Sky Sports Radio, Sky Racing 1 and Sky Thoroughbred Central, we're all in our different places. We're not together today, but let's welcome in Ron Duffersy. How are you, Duff?
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. I got the jammies on this morning. I'm as happy as Larry is, just laying back here and a cup of tea in front of me. But look, what a great Randwick Carnival we've had as far as these tracks have been playing at Randwick. So we got another meeting there today. We got an 8 metre rail and gustily winds. So we'll keep an eye on that as the day unfolds. Different theories to say what's going to happen there. An interesting day ahead, but good racing.
Obviously got very warm yesterday, then got really cloudy late afternoon, but certainly today, it's going to get to around 32 degrees again, and those gusty winds, I think it was peaking around 3 o'clock, Michael Wood said, at about the 35 Ks, and the odd up to 50. So we'll just monitor that, Duff, because last Saturday it was just swirling around. You didn't know what was going on.
Yeah, exactly. So, winds are people get nervous with the wind and in racing, thinking it's going to upset patterns and take speed out of races or put speed in races. So, I think sometimes they can overcompensate and it goes the reverse. So it's a tricky game racing. There's lots of pieces to the puzzle and the wind could be another one.
Righto. Now, just before we go to our first interview with Gerald Ryan, these are the current scratchings. There's one extra this morning only at this point. Race 1, number 1, Murungal, and 4, Incountable. 1 and 4 out of the first. Race 2, number 1, My Targeson, and 15, We Can't Be Beaten. 1 and 15. Race 3, number 7, Villamai. It's running down at Moonee Valley. Race 3, number 7. At the moment, go all the way to Race 8, number 1, Charges Out. Race 8, number 1. And then race 9, number 7, Our Winnie, 10 Superstar Bob and for number 14 Miss Redoble, 7, 10 and 14. So just the one extra this morning, race one, number one. And we'll keep an eye on the valley as well if anything of note pops in. Gerald Ryan's out at Rose Hill. Morning to you, Gerald.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew.
Monster Carnival so far, mate. Terrific racing keeps going, and you've got these runners today in the Bondi that are going there in really good form.
Yeah, they're in good form. It's been their main target race all the way along, and you know, it's just where the Stan Fox form stacks up against Golden Rose in the sense of Chris's horse who ran in the Guineas and Gay's horse who ran in the Champion Stakes. But you know, they might have had their main target, I don't know. But he's been our target race, and I couldn't be happier with both colts going, or both horses going in the race today.
We'll start with Kalada, Gerald. It's pretty hard to disrespect the last start track, Randwick track record holder.
Yeah, true. He went, I wasn't surprised he went as good as he did, but it did surprise me he ran the time he did, you know. Because, you know, he, bit suspect at the journey perhaps in that company compared to a maiden, but the form around him heading into the race was very good, you know. He ran third at Canterbury first up, and the winner won his next start, and then ran fourth in the Golden Rose. Also ran second, come out and won his next start. And then when we won at Canterbury, he also ran second, I was beaten four lengths, come out and won his next start in town. And then when we got beat at Newcastle, given the winner 6 kilos, well, that was come out and won his next start too. So, you know, the form around him was very good heading to the race. You know? So he went really good.
Yeah, it's a tough run. He coped with it okay and come through with it okay?
That worried me sort of on Saturday night and that, but he'd done well over Sunday morning and sort of we only swam him and let him off the pony for, didn't get a set, put a saddle on him until the Wednesday, and he seems bright and well ever since, and he galloped terrific on Tuesday, well, same as he always does actually, on Tuesday morning, and he appears to have come out all right. Still looks well, he still holds his weight, he, you know, he's a big strong horse, and he appears to have come out of it all right, Ron.
Your other horse, Batiga, he's, well, he went into the Stan Fox with probably a bigger profile. What are these blinkers, what effect are these blinkers going to have on him today?
Well, he's done a lot of work in them. He worked in blinkers way back before he even trialled, and always left them up in his sleeve, and I tossed and chucked it around whether we'd do them in the Stan Fox, and then decided not to because he'd won two starts without them. I regret he's probably I didn't do it. But no, they don't fire him up. They don't make him pull, or at least here at home, you know. And he's had blinkers on. He's always worked behind a mate and worked to it and worked past it. And he's nice and relaxed in them, so here at home anyway. So I just think they'll make him focus more, you know.
You think they'll help him show a little bit more speed in the run, or just focus?
No, I reckon they will help him show a little bit more, you know, especially you'd like to see him from barrier six be at least midfield, you know.
Okay, and he's still in his first, well, he's still, you know, he's still young talent. He's still in his first racing preparation, but he seems a laid-back sort of character.
Oh, he's pretty laid-back. Eats his feed and nothing worries him. He doesn't know he's a colt, and sometimes they're the quiet ones that worry a little bit in the end, but he's pretty laid-back horse, and I know he's in his first prep. He's had two trials and three runs, and as far as I like to go with him, you know, four runs their first prep, but I can't fault the horse. He appears to be holding up really well.
Race three, Cardiff, he's going well.
Going well, probably his own worst enemy. Dug him up a bit much out of the gates the other day, and against the older horse, he stuck to his guns good. He started before at Corfu, and he sat behind him. He didn't get a clear run in the straight, but he can't really work as good as anything you have here at home, and he looks well, and he's held up his preparation really good, and Well, today in this company, you'll find out if you can run a strong trial on a metres or not. And, you know, there's good speed in the race. Whether he leads or not, I don't know. We left up to Glenn, but I'd like to see him being a little bit more conservative than jumping and leading today. Yeah.
And you got Coda in race 8. 1200 probably suits better with less weight today.
Yeah, true, true. You know, the other day, sort of, he got back and from a wide gate, he went back and didn't have the clearest of passage and probably got in a part of the track there, Kensington, that day where he couldn't come down and win. He still hit the line good. Chained on well. Gross horse. And sort of still on the up there.
How's Villamay at Moonee Valley today, race 4?
Really good. Raunchy come home because it's going to be a month between runs and she's done well, hasn't missed a beat. James come out and rode her on last Friday morning the reverse way here and galloped very well. Travelled down Wednesday night, hasn't missed a beat. No, she seems well, seems very good, just drawn a bit sticky, but she has to go forward and, you know, form around her last run was proven last night with Loving Gabby, so she's had the experience now around Moonee Valley, where perhaps three wide outside the leader wasn't a place to be, where she wobbled on the corner, and just thought she'd have found the rails or one off the fence, she would have cornered better, which I hope she can do today, but she's very well, very well.
Okay, well, her form is looking very good now with, you know, obviously the Loving Gabby situation and the Libertini prior to that. So, yeah, she should... You know, I couldn't see a lot of... Look, there's a couple of go-forward horses there, but I wouldn't think they'd have her speed.
I agree there, Ron. That was one of the reasons I went down there. There's a lot of speed in that race here today that I had her in, but... like, I only accepted up here in case there was a field of 15, she drew 15, but I thought she'd have more speed than Gordon. Well, I think she'll either lead or cross them and lead, or she'll sit outside of them.
Beauty.
All right, Gerald, well, good luck today with all of them. Hope they run well. And we should mention also, Standout, the other three-year-old, it's gone to the paddock.
Yeah, he went to the paddock, I think. He's a nice cop too. George Alamonte, he's got two nice cops, I reckon, for the autumn. And he went out and comes around quick. You know, those races start in February, so you know, he's going to have to be packing work in end of November. So you know, you only get about 5 weeks, but he went super his first prep, and he just, every time he lifted the bar, he responded. And you know, he come back, and there's some nice races in the autumn for that horse. Nice horse.
Yeah, we look forward to that. All right, thanks a lot, Gerald.
Okay, thanks.
Good on you. Gerald Ryan joining us there with the very latest. Loving Gabby wins. Vital Silver, the grey from Perth, runs second. Anaheed, the late entry, gets into some prize money there. A placing in a big group one.
Yeah, it's a big thing for well-bred fillies and against the older horses. So it's a big tick on her profile, Anaheed. But she's a star, Loving Gabby. She looked good at two, and she's training on at three. There's no doubt about that. And you know, to have her so sharp, I think most of us thought, oh, they might train her up for the mile. But keeping her nice and fresh there at 1200 metres, it was a masterstroke and a brilliant.
It will
ride.
Be interesting to see.
And a brilliant ride.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
A brilliant ride.
Just put her straight there, and it was the opposite with Bivouac. I think all of us just held our breath the first 100 when there were so many going to cross Bivouac.
Yeah, look, it was just aggression shown. He read the play, Williams. He said, there's the horse I need to cross once he got travelling to let the speed go, and he knew he'd have the favourite three back the rails once he did it.
Yeah, exactly. So well done. Ninth Group 1 for I Am Invincible. Well done to the team out at Yarraman Park. And Phoenix Thoroughbreds winning their first Group 1. We know how big they're becoming in Australian racing. Adrian Botts, our next guest, as we look at Randwick today. Morning, Adrian.
Good morning.
Looking forward to this. There's been a lot of discussion around the Bondi Stakes, a million-dollar race, and just thinking, I think many of us were surprised, Adrian, that you've gone this way. Take us through the thoughts of the stable.
Yeah, look, thought he's obviously shown a fair amount of brilliance this campaign, you know, particularly you know, his win in the Dulcifer and even in the Spring Champion there. He still showed plenty of speed, and he wasn't necessarily the Dow type coming out of that race. So I didn't think it was quite seasoned enough to take down to the Derby, the 2500. If we're going to look at a Derby campaign, we're most likely to look at that next preparation for him here in the autumn. Yeah, just sort of seen that from his family as well. I think in big last year, he was, you know, very effective in that mile to 2,000 metres. And, you know, once we sort of got a bit beyond that, he was a bit vulnerable, at this time in their career. So when there's such a, you know, I guess we're really here because of the prize money as well. It's a beautiful race that it certainly kept us here rather than going down to Melbourne, which is, I think, the intention of having these races here. So, you know, we want to be racing here in our backyard and, just sort of trying to assess, you know, with so many race options on at the moment for different types of horses, we're just sort of having a think where most of the opposition were sort of going after their respective races. And, you know, we're not chasing any necessarily any residual value because of black type. So we can be chasing the prize money and just felt it might be the right way to go and felt within 2 weeks we could ideally freshen him up enough to still be effective over the mile.
Yeah, you found a lovely race for him too because, you know, I think the setup's good for him. You might have a leader there in Kalata. You probably get on its back and you're out of a fast 2,000-metre race, so you're going to be tough. But there's lots of positives for him here today.
Yeah, and that's what we looked at. You know, coming off a strong 2,000-metre run here, we knew if it was a good, solid test over the mile here today that he would certainly be there, seeing it out strongly. And as you said, just the setup of the race, whether he's able to lead and dictate or if he doesn't quite necessarily have that speed, just being thereabouts and having a nice, something to take him into the run will certainly be of advantage as well. So, very pleased with the decision that we've made to keep him here and give him that chance and up to him now and hopefully he can respond well for us.
And he's come out of that Champion Stakes okay?
Yeah, come out in great shape. Actually looks better for the run. Funny, he hasn't quite necessarily been there in his coat all the way through. And, whilst he'd been performing very well, you know, these were sort of some of the decisions we just thought he's not fully there this campaign yet. He's not the fully furnished product. So we were a little bit hesitant, you know, I guess probably even before going into the Spring Champion of taking him down to Melbourne. But the way he's come out of the run, we're very keen to freshen him up for the mile race. And he looks better for it. He hasn't had to do too much at all and just tried to keep him nice and sharp.
Ferretti, he's been work in progress. He's always had that boom from the early trials. You seem to have him where you want him now.
Yeah, look, I've been very happy and great to see him sort of make that impression that he did first up this campaign. Look, if he was going to be the quality that we had hoped, you wanted him to see him win in that fashion, in fairness. But it was good to see, and I thought he's come out of the race very well. We don't necessarily have to be leading today. I think we've got an ideal draw for us. I think our hand was forced a little bit there over the 1,100, which probably was a bit of an unsuitable trip for him, and we had to make a bit more use of him than what he would have liked just to hold our position there on the fence. We didn't want to be caught up in behind in that position. So, we made use of him, and I thought he was still very strong late today. There probably looks to be a fair bit of speed there, but Tim's got a few options from that draw, and if he's just in behind them, that's not necessarily going to be a bad thing for him. But we're seeing if needs be, he's got that tactical speed to put himself right there. So the extra trip should suit. Would have thought he's got improvement going forward from that first up run. And obviously, a nice firm track today will suit.
If he'd come through today, is there anything for him in Melbourne?
Look, it may be a bit rushed to put him down for something like the Coolmore. Still going to be a better horse in the autumn. So we're not necessarily too keen on rushing him just yet. We want to get over today, see him hopefully take that next step for us and prove that he's up to that class and then discuss with the owners what options we've got and what they'd like to achieve. But first things first, we've still got to get over today's race.
Ready to profit, freshen back up, back to the trials, blinkers back on today. I could see improvement there.
Yeah, definite improvement there. She was going well into that first up run, and she ran okay. Wasn't too excited by her first up run, so that's why we just did freshen her up and get her back to the trials and just tried to get her back on track because I felt she was better than what she showed first up. Feel she's probably in a better place in a race like today than she was first up. Her work's been good since. The trial kept her right up to the mark, and the blinkers have just sort of helped her focus and sharpen her up that little bit that she probably needed to. So she gets a chance to bounce back today, but she has come on since that first up run.
And to finish your select bunch at Randwick is Rapido Shaparo. He should get into a beautiful rhythm up front here, and the dry suits him.
Yeah, I think the conditions today will no doubt suit, and he should be able to control from the outset, and that's where he's at his best. His horse has just been thriving, going from strength to strength, and certainly hasn't taken a backward step in his form yet. If he can sort of get the right sectionals in front, he'll be hard to run down. I guess the query will be the trip, which we haven't tested him over before, but the way he's going at the moment, you're pretty confident he can see out this sort of distance.
Okay. We've got a couple of Kembla time. This time stamp should be hard to beat in the first.
Yeah, there doesn't look to be a huge amount of depth to that race. Again, another one being tested over the trip for the first time, but he's fitting well and should appreciate that step up in trip. The filly I'm looking forward to seeing make her debut is Sure Mac. She's shown a fair bit of potential and promise at home. She's obviously very, very well bred and coming off a nice trial win there up at Gosford. So, for starter, but I think she's one with a lot of upside for us.
Okay. Is she the filly out of Shamika?
That's the one, yes. No, beautifully bred, know the family well.
Okay, beauty. Good luck today, Adrian.
Thank you very much, Ron. Thanks, Andrew.
And I've got to ask, Duff, you've left tomorrow out. Kuna Barabran have got their big cup day tomorrow. The locals are rejoicing here that the Waterhouse Bot Stable have got a runner in their cup. This has to be a first, Adrian.
Yeah, it's certainly a first from what I've seen. Horse Leningrad for George Altamonte, we can call that close enough to a local cup up there for him. But he loves supporting the country meetings. There's some great prize money on offer, and George is always very willing to support the country meetings. So it'd be nice to take him out there for him, and he's done well. He's been performing nicely in town. He's been very honest for us this campaign. So he looks well placed going up there, fitting well.
Did Hush Rider go to Melbourne? Did Hush Rider go to Melbourne?
He hasn't yet. He will go. He had a reverse gallop or a gallop Melbourne way of going there on the Kensington track this morning. Very, very happy with him. I thought he's done an excellent job since that run. He's come through it and looks to have improved again. So he'll make his way down there throughout the week and run on Derby Day for us in the Hotham. We'll attempt to try and get a qualification for the Cup, because we'd really love to see him. I think he's a horse the way that he's racing now and settling. He's got such a good turn of foot over those staying trips, and he's really been able to utilise that now. So I'd love to see him in a race such as the Cup, because I think he'd see out that distance very, very well.
Beauty.
All right, good luck today and tomorrow. Thanks a lot, Adrian.
Thanks, Andrew. Thanks, Ron.
Good on you, mate. Adrian Bott joining us out there. The Hotham, as we know, it's had a few names through it, but it's now known as the Hotham next Saturday. That's the race where the winner can get a start straight into the Melbourne Cup over the 2,500 metres. For us next week, it's the Golden Eagle, and the barrier draw will take place on Tuesday morning, Duff, from 11 o'clock. It's going to be on a boat, on a cruise between the city and out to Parramatta, I think, but it starts at 11 o'clock, Duff, so have you got a ticket for the cruise?
No, I haven't got it. I just didn't get a ticket to the boat, but anyway, I'll be definitely watching it.
Yeah, it'll be interesting viewing for sure. Righto, John Sargent online. Morning to you, John.
Morning, guys.
Looking forward to a couple of these running today and a lot of interest. You're sending a few to Melbourne, aren't you?
Yes, I'm down here. I've got two in Moonee Valley today, yep.
One of them's a two-year-old, John, Encounter Bull. I heard James giving it. It's big odds, but I heard an interview with James. He seems to like this horse.
He came and galloped at the reverse for A last week, and after a gallop, he accepted the ride. He loved him, and a bit of a problem, I think, obviously, with the draw there, Ron, but the horse is fit and well, travelled well, and he's a nice colt.
Okay, and you've got a nice filly there as well, aspect ratio in race four. Looks a nice race for it.
It does. I think I'm not going to take her any further. I think she's going to be a real nice horse in the autumn and at 4 and 5. So she'll just run today and go out. I think it's a nice race. She's got early speed, so she'll get up and over. And, yeah, it's right there in the betting. And I think she'll get a big race in a hard run mile, I'd like to see, you know.
Okay, so she can get on the right leg there, you reckon?
Yeah, she's galloped two or three times good as gold the other way around.
Love her today. Gee, she's trialling well.
Yeah, no, she had a bit of a mishap in the stable sort of at the start of this campaign and knocked a hock and got infected, so we had to put her out for a month. So it might have been a blessing in disguise. I know she's missed the carnival, but she's come back bigger and stronger that extra month out. And she's trying to well, Ron. The 8-metre rail probably doesn't help her, but she can stay in touch with the mare. She'll hit the line strong.
Okay. What do you do with a mare like her if, at this stage of her preparation? Is there a target for her?
Probably go to the give her another 1,402 weeks and then target the Gong in Kemba Grange. She's won the 3-year-old mile there when she was on the way to the Oaks. So, I'll keep her nice and fresh for that, and I think that'll be her target.
Yeah, sounds a nice one. Good luck today, John.
Thanks, mate. Cheers.
Good on you. John Sargent going through them. Godolphin have scratched a couple of theirs, Melbourne and Sydney, this morning, Duff. Sabanat has come out of the Bondi Stakes. Just getting a review here, but it's come out of the Bondi. That's race 7, number 8, Sabanat. We've also got a couple of extras, so let's just work through them here. Race 3, number 6, Dirty Work has just come out. Race 3, number 6, Dirty Work. Race 7, number 8, Charbonnet, as I told you. And then in the last, race 9, the bottom one, Rancho Notorious, has come out. So he definitely wants to run in the 1,400 Jason Coyle, because he could have got a run with the scratchings of 7, 10 and 14. But 17, Rancho Notorious, has come out of that race, race 9. And Duff, just looking at Moonee Valley, we're about 4 minutes from scratching time, but I reckon a horse that Warren Huntley gave a good mention to a couple of times through the week, Marnix, has come out of the first in that 2-year-old English Banner, race 1, number 7 on vet certificate. So we'll have to save it for another day. No scratchings in the Cox Plate.
Yeah, an important scratching in race 8 as well. Safado, one of the favourites, has come out there as well. Race 8, number 6.
Righto, so was right in the market there, obviously, as well. So Safado coming out. Race 8, number 6, has just come out. So we're sitting there at 14. Was there another one, Duff, or was that it?
Yeah, but 14, there'll be another one.
Orsian. Yeah, Orsian's come out. Race 9, number 16. So in the last now, 7, 10, 14, and then the two of the emergency, 16 and 17, have now been scratched from race 9. Well, a terrific night last night for the Kieran Maher David Eustace team, and Annabelle Neesham looks after the Warwick Farm stable for the gents. Annabelle, well done on the big Group 1.
Yeah, it was a great result, and obviously been unlucky or at least the bridesmaid at that top level as a 2-year-old, so it was great to get a win, especially at that weight for each level.
Big team effort this one, isn't it? I mean, to just watch them, I guess, like you would have last night, but she just did it so strong. Craig Williams gave her a great ride.
Yeah, it was a brilliant ride. Probably didn't expect her to jump as quickly into stride as she did, but once she got into that spot, I think we were pretty confident from there on.
You got a couple of nice runners today, Annabelle, and Anders in the first today, not a single doubt colt. He showed lovely improvement from one trial to the next.
Yeah, he did. We've really liked this colt all along. It's sort of disappointing, really, in that Breeders' Plate trial. We thought he'd trial a lot better, but he actually did have a couple of excuses, so probably draw a line through that and go off his second trial. That's more like it, based on his track work at home.
Okay, he continues to train on from that second trial?
Yeah, he does. He bounced through that. He's a very sound horse. He's a beautiful type. He's just one of those 2-year-olds that keeps doing better and better while he's in work. He puts on condition, handles his work well, and we've even got him down to the beach a couple of times. But, he's an easy horse to train so far.
Okay.
We're just watching the trial on TV, Annabelle, last trial back on October 18. The horse just really wanted the bound, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. We thought Joseph would just get him in a nice rhythm because I think he sort of held his breath a bit the first trial, but he got him in a nice rhythm. He's got a massive trial on him. So I think, you know, today he's obviously drawn to do no work. If he can get out the machines quickly and Jason can just get him in that nice rhythm, then he should. I think he should go very close.
The filly you got in today in the Bondi Stakes, Kuweerup, she wasn't far off from there in the Stan Fox.
No, she wasn't. She's going to need to improve to win this. But I thought she held up a little bit, had a little bit of a bump at the top of the straight in the Stan Fox. If it wasn't for that, she might have been in the placings. But she's drawn a little bit awkwardly, but it probably suits her running style. She'll be in the second half of the field. And if Gerald Thorson and the Waterhouse horse take each other on, there might be good speed. Hopefully that'll see her run home strong, mate.
I suppose there's high hopes for... You've got runners in Melbourne. I'm not going to ask you about all of them, but I suppose there's high hopes for Humidor there today.
Yeah, there is. I don't think there's been any scratchings in the Cox Plate, unfortunately.
No,
but,
no.
He should go very close in the Mooney Valley Cup. There's a couple of others. There's a two-year-old there that I know the team really like, called Ideas Man. Mm-hmm. And probably at the bigger odds, there's a filly called Bronski Girl. She's in the William Crockett. Her work was really good at the Valley on Tuesday, so... I think she's definitely got an equal star. I know she's only coming off a Donald win, but the team had a bit of success with horses going from Donald on to bigger and better things. That horse thought of that. Won a cool field off the back of a Donald win, so I think she's a bit of value there.
Okay, yeah, $23, so we'll have a look at her. Good luck with them today.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Annabelle. Annabelle Neesham looks after the Sydney team for Kieran Maher and David Eustace. Bronski Girl is race 4, number 10. What price, Duff? About...
I wrote 23 down last night. I haven't looked this morning, but she was $23 last night.
Righto. That's Villamai's race with Way Up in the Sky also expected to line up in that race. Righto, just before we go to a break, we're going to sneak in Cody Nestor, who's coming to town from Dubbo with Fast Talking. Morning, Cody.
Andrew, how are you, mate?
Well, mate, did you come down this morning or did you come down yesterday?
No, we travelled down early yesterday to try to beat the heat, and your horse is settled in well.
What's the story with this horse, Cody? It took him about 15 starts to win his maiden, and he's gone bang, bang, bang by big, big margins.
Yeah, he's been impressive. I know he hasn't been going around against the strongest company, but he only beat the ones in front of him, and I've been really happy with the way the horse has done and gone since he's come to my stable. He's just arrived. I don't know whether it's just taking a little bit of time to put it all together, but the penny's definitely dropped, and I think back to Class 3 country grade today, up to 1,800, we should see the best of him.
He didn't have a lot of luck there on the Kenzo last time, just got held up there on the point of the turn.
Yeah, he wanted to do a couple of things wrong too when they sort of slowed up the tempo in the race. He wanted to over-race a little bit, and then the favourite, well, the eventual winner, popped out three deep and sort of got on a bike, and we were left there held up. Not saying we ever would have won it, but, yeah, he was definitely had excuses.
Yeah. He has raced on the speed in the past. At Wellington, he destroyed them from in front that day. Where would you think he'd be in a race like this?
Oh, I'll leave it up to Bossy, but I'd like to see him roll forward, especially into the first corner there, ring over the 1,800 with the rail out. The highway can be funny races. It might look like there's a whole lot of pace on paper and then they go hell for leather. But I'll leave that up to Bocci. But, yeah, I'd definitely rather see him in the first half of the field than the back half of the field.
Beauty.
Okay. Well, he's right up to it, mate. $4 right now and a favourite to win this Tab Highway. They're always competitive, but you've got a bit of confidence.
Yeah, I think the midweek race you went around the other day was strong enough. Back to Class 3 country grade, like I said, he should be competitive.
And you got the G-man who's up and flying, Glenn Boss. Good on you, Cody. Good luck today, mate.
Thanks, boys.
Cody Nestor there with Fast Talking in the Tab Highway. Just before we go to a break, Mooney Valley, race 7, number 8, Sully has come out of that race, the Cup. Race 7, number 8, Sully. No scratchings in the Cox Plate. They've gone in from for Mooney Valley, so no scratchings in the Cox Plate. and Royal Randwick, obviously, for the City Tats Club Cup Day. We've got Warming Weather, a good four, Penno 5.16, and the scratchings have gone interim. So here we go. There are 15 of them. They put 3 mil on the track last night at about 8 o'clock. Race 1, number 1, Murrungle, and 4, Incountable, 1 and 4. Race 2, number 1, My Targeson, and 15, We Can't Be Beaten, 1 and 15. Race 3, number 6, Dirty Work, and 7, Villamai, 6 and 7. Races 4, 5 and 6 are clear at Randwick. Race 7, the Bondi Stakes, number 8, Charbonnet has come out, number 8. Race 8, number 1, Charge, 6, Savado, and 16, Our Rose Marie. So 1, 6 and 16 out of race 8. And race 9, number 7, Our Winnie, 10, Superstar Bob, 14, Miss Redoble, 16, Orsian, and 17, Rancho Notorious, who's running earlier in the day. So 7, 10, 14, 16, and 17 out of race 9. So they're the interim scratchings. Just getting a few tweets coming through, Duff. Sitting there in the pyjamas with a cup of tea, you're doing it hard this morning, they say.
Yeah, pretty tough, Andrew. It's a hard life. Anyway.
Well, Cheryl's out there. Cheryl's out there. Does she know you're home?
Yeah, I think she's about to put the breakfast on, not far off.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what you get, because you haven't been home, as we know, for a few weeks. You might get a real big breakfast today.
Yeah, who knows? Who knows, Andrew? We'll find out shortly.
You'll have to update as soon as you can. Let's take a break and then we'll come back. I love getting Duffy. He doesn't want to give too much away. Let's take a break and then we're back with more interviews about Randwick today.
To get the most out of your spring racing experience, be sure to visit the Doncaster Hotel, Sydney's true home of racing. Located just a 5-minute stroll down Doncaster Avenue from Randwick Racecourse, the Doncaster is the place to be and be seen pre and post race for Sydney's racing crowd. Take advantage of the Doncaster's full tap facilities. Enjoy a meal in their renowned restaurant or just dance and sing the night away to the music of DJ Carbolic. Get the good oil and a cold beer at the Doncaster Hotel, where racing people go.
Whether it's foals, weanlings, yearlings, broodmares, racehorses or stallions, HQ Insurance has you covered. Visit hqinsurance.com.au or call 02 8913 1640. Be sure, insure with HQ.
For some people, just missing it means running onto the platform and the doors close, right in your face. For others, it's backing a horse who misses the kick by 3, that comes charging home and just misses by a nose. We're those people. And we're all happy that if your horse runs second or third in races 1 to 6 at Randwick and Moonee Valley this Saturday, TAB gives us a bonus bet back up to $50. TAB, long may we play.
Excludes SA and WA residents. TAB account, fixed odds, win bets only. T's and C's at website. Gamble responsibly. Call Gamblers Help 1-800-858-858.
Business or financial difficulties? Don't wait. Talk to Insolve now for qualified advice from trustworthy people. Money stress can be an unruly beast. Insolve can help you tame your business or financial problems before they eat you up. Tame the beast at insolve.com.au.
Dynamic Syndications, Gay and Adrian offer an opportunity to stand out from the crowd. Own and race a colt being aimed at the classics and cups. Everybody loves Fastnet Rock, and we offer a high quality son of Australia's champion sire. From Freckleface, a city-winning half-sister to Bring Me Roses, Face Value and Face of the Earth. Join our dynamic Gay and Adrian team and our Fastnet Rock Classics contender. Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 336808. Dynamic Syndications, Gay and Adrian offer a colt to own with Aquas Farm. By Vancouver, Gay trained him to be the Golden Slipper winning champion two-year-old. From Danglissa Girl, daughter of the Gay Train Group 1 winner Danglissa, and closely related to Gay's Group 3 winner Sweet Redemption and Gay Stakes winner Unite and Conquer. Join our Dynamic Gay and Adrian and Aquas team for $9,400 a share. Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 336808.
Racing HQ, brought to you by TAB's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
And HQ Insurance. Be sure, insure with HQ. Visit hqinsurance.com.au.
Yes, it's Racing HQ, the best start every Saturday through the Everest Spring Carnival. Sky Sports Radio, Sky Racing 1 and Sky Thoroughbred Central. And don't forget that offer today. Duff, it's back again if you're in a venue, which includes Randwick. If you back a horse that runs 2nd, 3rd, 4th or 5th, you get a bonus bet back up to $50 on every race if you're in a venue today. If you're not in a venue, you get races 1 to 6. So be a part of that, Duff. Great little offer from Tab today.
Yeah, with a couple of small fields, it's free money today in Sydney and Melbourne, to tell you the truth. So, yeah, there's a big opportunity there for the punter to have a real edge, a real edge.
Yeah. For sure, particularly if you're in a venue, whether it's your Tab or whether it's out at Randwick today. John O'Shea's joining us. Morning, John.
Morning, Andrew. How are you, mate?
I'm well. Certainly listening to Duff in the last couple of days. He's been very keen, Duff, about Blinkers and Pretty in Pink.
Well, let's hope he's always been a good judge, Duff, so hope his form continues, Andrew.
Do you think she's going as well at home as she was last prep, John?
Yeah, mate, she's been going well all along, Duff. She's both the runs this time in, just nothing went right in terms of where she drew and the tempo of the race. And then when she did start the track into the race, she just ran up backsides, you know. So both riders, every time they've ridden her, just felt she's going well. Just wasn't afforded opportunity to show how well she was going in the run.
Okay. And have you always had Blinkers in the mind, or do you just need them now for her confidence?
No, mate, it's just something, you know, off a pedigree. I thought it'd probably be thereabouts, you know, and I didn't really want to put them on in the first up, and then second up she dropped at 7 and drew wide anyway, so it wasn't the right scenario there. So the opportunity to drop back in trip, it's always a good opportunity to throw them on, and we just let her pop out the gates the other day just to sort of make sure she stepped well, because sometimes, you know, Blinkers first go, they can just step a little bit slow, so sort of ticked all the boxes there, I think.
Surely she races that bit closer today?
Mate, she jumped, you know, she can jump and race handy as long as she draws well, Duff, you know, and she's finally gone a gate today. So when she won in Brisbane, she box-seated, so today will be no different.
Another chance you got in today is this Berg, and he's a progressive horse.
He is. Yeah, look, he just puts himself into the race. He always gives a good account of himself. I thought he'd probably... which is going to be a real good horse. Probably should have won the other day, and I might have been a bit hard on him, to be fair, because there's been three horses come out of the race, they've all won. So it might have been a little stronger race than I, you know, we first thought. So probably the only query for him is just a second up at 1,500. He's, you know, 7 furlongs would probably be ideal for him. He's a genuine miler long term, but, you know, it is his second up at 1,500 today. It doesn't look to be a lot of pressure, so if he can roll along up on the speed and get a, you know, not a hard time, he should be okay.
Beauty. All right, going to the races are two good chances. Hopefully you have a bit of luck.
Yeah, we do it. So that's been good, mate. Best of luck, eh?
Yep.
Good on you. Thanks, John. Good on you, mate. John O'Shea going through. The Blinkers can just turn them on, and that trial that you just spoke about, Duff, seemed to do it with Pretty in Pink.
Yeah, look, it's obviously one of the most important gear changes we have, Blinkers. It can really, you know, focus a horse. You know, it's not going to work every time, but a lot of trainers or a lot of horses and trainers have a lot of success with them.
Yeah, for sure. Adam Hieronymus, I found this out late yesterday afternoon, Duff. Adam Hieronymus is going to be on the sidelines for about 4 to 6 weeks. He has been riding with an issue, but he's now been told basically to have a good break. He was riding in the two-year-old trials earlier this month, and it happened then where it's been determined he's got a bulging disc now, the lower part of his back. And obviously for a jockey, anything like that is so serious. So Adam Hieronymus is out of the saddle for around 4 to 6 weeks, and then he'll be back. And that's why there was a couple of jockeys today that have picked up rides that Adam would have normally ridden. So we wish him the best over the next few weeks in recovery.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we you know, it's always going to look after yourself, and hopefully recovers from that pretty quickly.
Yeah, for sure. Gary Portelli's joining us now. He's got three hopes there today at Randwick. Morning to you, Gary.
Morning, guys.
Good to talk to you. Well, let's start with... Can I start with Ron Starr? Because I just want the horse to get a clear run today, a clear crack at him, Gary.
You and me, mate. Yeah, no, he ran well first up. It usually does run well first up. His second up stats much better, although this is probably a rising grade for his second up this time. But drawn well, and Robbie Dolan riding well. And I think last preparation, Collett rode him first up, ran a good second, and Robbie bounced on him next start and got the money for us. So, we're sort of, hopefully he's in the same form again. He seems to be at home, and he looks well.
Did he get a little bit further back than you expected the other day?
Yeah, he sort of came out and he watched the first 50 yards. I don't know what happened. He just sort of put his head on his chest and was going to just drop out of the race. And about four or five horses got crossed him that I didn't think would be in front of him during the run. So I thought he was probably, had he come out just a bit more aggressively and got him running in behind the leaders we were hoping to be, I'd say he would have beat the winner. But I reckon he would have been a lot closer to it.
Mm. Well, he's got a good draw again and a claim, and he looks big odds.
Yeah, look, I think he is, and they say his second up stats good, and I just like the way he went through the line the other day, so I think he's a good chance. Mm.
Race four improvement. Well, how's she returned from Melbourne?
Yeah, really good. Unfortunately, she saw more of the outside fence than not. You know, when the Barry draw came out, we sort of, you know, your gut feeling is don't run, and then you start to do form, and you're thinking cross this, you can cross that, and they jump out of the gates, and all the scenarios we didn't want to come out basically come to fruition. In the first 50 metres, she was 3 deep, you eased back to be 4 deep, and around the corner, she actually battled away pretty well considering the run she had. So she's come back. She's a really tough mare. She's come back, and I thought the 1400 at Randwick looks ideal for her now. She gets in with 52.5. She's never had that weight in the back in her life. And a distance that she's won at the track.
It's a beautiful race for her. Usually you look at Lake Nom, you think of Afterthought, but this is Foresight because, you know, you did beat Grey Worm home two starts back. You're meeting better at the weights, and there doesn't look to be much depth, and he's an even money chance.
Yeah, look, I think, if he's the hardest to beat, she's got to be just as good a chance, you'd think, wouldn't you? You know, so there'll be the three chances, Gresham, us, and Grey Worm in the first three come to the corner, and probably now that Jason Coyle's kept his horse in the race, I think there's probably the four there.
Mm. You've got Nikki's Gold in there. You've always regarded her as a second up horse, so this is a start off race for her. She's competitive mare with a good finish.
Yeah, she'll be getting home strongly, I hope, as she always does first up, but her record reads poorly, but her runs have been good, so you just never know. But second up, she's a lot stronger, and there's a 7 furlong mare's race in a couple of weeks' time, so I reckon that'll be the race where she peaks, and hopefully she can get that group win.
Lovely.
All right. Good on you, Gary. Thanks for chiming in and on late notice. We appreciate it, mate. Good luck with the trio.
No drama. Thanks very much.
Good on you, Gary Portelli, joining us there, going through his runners. A release came out late yesterday afternoon. Officials from state and territory thoroughbred racing met in Sydney today, which was yesterday, Friday, at a meeting coordinated by Racing Australia to identify options to further strengthen Australian racing equine welfare programs. It's been put forward through this session of immediate initiatives, including seeking a national adoption of the prize money levy and introduction of a sales levy to help finance an expansion of the national thoroughbred aftercare programs. That's something that, of course, New South Wales are already adopting, but they want a national adoption on prize money levies. And also, Ron, another part of it was working with governments to ensure the introduction of the national traceability register for all horses. So that was released last night. They're obviously, flow-ons out of the recent TV program, and Racing Australia are hopefully leading the way with all states and territories on this.
Yeah, well, at least they're on the front foot, Andrew, and that's a feather in their cap, but things are happening quickly.
Yeah. Exactly. Righto, we're going to go to the scratchings in just a tick. Ron, just while we've got 90 seconds, the Cox Plate in Melbourne. We'd hear about these Japanese horses, and Damien Lane on Thursday, he was just glowing in the way that he thinks Lise Gracia can win this Cox Plate.
Yeah, she looks to have the right form, doesn't she? And hey, look, she's travelled in the past to Hong Kong and probably hasn't shown her best form, even though it's still good enough. But yeah, she's hard to get away from, Andrew. She looks a serious talent who's very adaptable. You can put her anywhere in a race. So, and Damien, you know, he'll ride her well. He's just one of the star jockeys of the country over the last couple of years.
What's the best of the locals, do you think?
I'm wary of Chris Wallace pair, because Chris, you know, they're both fourth up off a win, Kings Will Dream, and Very Elegant. And I think the forgotten horse of this race is the Kiwi, Tiakau Shark. He's going to get ridiculous odds here, and I like him going from the Epsom to this race, and there's no real flaws in his form. He's ready for this.
All right. I know he's drawn wide, but I spoke with David Ellis last night. David's actually back watching it in New Zealand today, but they think, oh, it might be the autumn or next year. But, gee, he's going to build into it. Like he's going to really enjoy the pressure.
Yeah, I don't think he can do anything bar run well.
Yeah, understand. All right. Has it lobbed?
Yeah, it has. It looks beautiful.
What have you got?
I've got a poached egg on toast, nice and soft. There, I like it. It looks like a beef sausage, a thin beef sausage, and some bacon.
Jeez.
A little bit of tomato sauce inside just in case I need it.
Oh, gee, she looks after you, doesn't she? She does, Cheryl. She does you proud. All right, come back in a moment, Duff, and we'll look at Bondi Stakes Day out at Randwick. Ron Duffacy and, of course, Simon Denopoulos and the Tabs' Glenn Munsey will join us with that preview. Righto, let's have a look at these meetings today. Royal Randwick, we've got 32 degrees on the way. They put 3 mil on the track last night when after the warm weather, and that track is now a good four with a Penno of 5.16. Race one, number one, Marungle, and four, Encounterable, 1 and 4. Race two, number one, My Targeson, and then the Emergencies, 13, Isadora Twinkle, 14, The Croc, and 15, We Can't Be Beaten. Race three, number six, Dirty Work, and 7, Villamai, 6 and 7. Races 4, 5 and 6 are clear. Race 7, number 8, Charbonnet has come out of the Bondi. Race 7, number 8. Race 8, number 1, Charge, 6, Savado and 16, Our Rose Marie. 1, 6 and 16. And race 9, number 7, Our Winnie. 10, Superstar Bob. 14, Miss Redoble. 16, Orsian. And 17, Rancho Notorious. 7, 10, 14, 16 and 17. That's the information for Randwick. Kembla Grange, they watered yesterday as well with the warming weather. The track is a good four, weather fine, and the rails add 6 metres from the 1100 to the winning post and 3 the remainder. Race 1, number 7, Oakfield Empire is out, number 7. Race 2, number 2, So Bizarre, and 9, Denmis, 2 and 9. Race 3, number 7, Marseille, 8, Amore Mondiero, 9, Litchfield, and 14, Zumays, 7, 8, 9, and 14. Race 4, number 9, Denmis is out, number 9. Kembla Grange, race 5, number 5, Monsieur Macron, and 9, Holamy, 5 and 9 out of the 5th. Race 6, number 3, Sea Echo, 8, Antonio Padre, and 15, Peralta, 3, 8, and 15. Race 7, number 1, La Emero, 10, Rock O'Clock, and 15 and 16, The Emergencies, 1, 10, 15, and 16. And race 8, number 2, Black Wanders out, race 8, number 2. That's the information for Kembla Grange. We've got tap programs today at Gunnedah. It's fine and a good three. The rail is true for Gunnedah. Races 1 and 2 are clear. Race 3, take out 10 and 11. Races 4 and 5 are clear. And race 6, take out number 3. That's the information for Gunnedah. Let's go to Albury. They race on the tab today at Albury, down on the border. And now the system is starting to really think about it here. A lot of people sitting on the riser page, and it's starting to really slow down. Here we go for Albury. Overcast and a good four. The rail is true. Race 1, take out number 15. Race 2, take out 6, 11, 13 and 17. Race 3, take out 1 and 3. Race 4 at Albury, the scratchings are 2, 3, 8, 11 and 18. Race 5, take out number 12. Race 6, the scratchings of the emergencies, 15, 16, 17 at 18. And Race 7 at Albury take out 2, 13, 16 and 18. They're the scratchings for Albury today, down there on the border, a seven-race card there. Now, here we go. We're really slowing down now. What are we going to do? I'm going to go to the phone and see whether we can gain some other information on a quicker service. Righto, so we've done all of New South Wales, I reckon, on the tab. Yes, all right. So we've done all of New South Wales. Let's move to the program now. Let's see how we can go at Moonee Valley in Melbourne, where the coolish conditions are there. They watered it last night after the program. 4 mil went on. These are the scratchings for Moonee Valley. Race 1, number 7, Marnix is out, number 7. Race 2, the scratchings are 6, Like to Think So, and 7, Pravo, 6 and 7 out of the second. Race 3 is clear. Race 4, number 7, Varda, and 8, Combat Order, 7 and 8. Race 5 at Moonee Valley, number 5, Dirty Work, 9, Ruka, and 12, Hearty Lass, 5, 9 and 12. Race 6, number 8, Budget King, number 8. Race 7, number 8, Sully, 10, Top of the Range, and 11, Attention Run, 8, 10 and 11. Race 8, number 8, Kapersky at 11, Rocks the Castle, 8 and 11. Race 9, the Cox Plate is clear, so the emergencies will come out of the Cox Plate. And Race 10, number 10, Something Silver, Race 10, number 10. Now, in the system, that tells us that they're interim. They haven't gone to final scratchings for Moonee Valley, but you would think that the emergencies are going to come out of the Cox Plate. To Eagle Farm, it's fine and a good four, the rail at 3 metres. These are the current scratchings. Race 1, number 8, Star Filly, and 11, Shooting Roses. Race 2, number 5, Fairlight. Race 3, number 1, Polymick is out, number 1. Race 4, number 9, The Bandit, number 9. Race 5, number 1, Ballistic Boy, comes out of Eagle Farm to run in the Bondi Stakes. Races 6 and 7 are currently clear. Race 8, number 2, Cosmic Story, 4, Denarius, 10, 6, Sigma, and 11, La Scopa. Race 9, the current scratching is 9, Capital Connection, and Race 10, number 5, Hollyback Girl, and 9, Bullet Shot, 5 and 9. Obviously, they haven't gone interim with no daylight saving in Queensland. Morfordville Park's in Adelaide. Overcast and a good four. The rail is true. They watered yesterday. 8 mil went on, and they also received 4 mil in rain. A good four for the parks. Current scratchings. Race 1, number 6, In the Sun. Race 2, number 4, Singsfield Grove, and 7, Last One Named. Race 3, 1 Celtic Blast, 3 Bella Valor, 7 Bella Success. Race 4, 3 Sputster, 4 The Bull McCabe, and 9 Cartier Tiara. Race 5, 3 Thompson's Reward, and 13 Rushwa. Race 6, 5 Bohemian Forest, 10 Brother Darkness, and 11 Hello Gorgeous. And Race 7, 7 Aussie Jack, 9 Staccato Star, and 11 Get to the Right Way, 7, 9 and 11. They're the current scratchings for Morfordville Parks. Preview on radio, 10:35 this morning. Sky Racing 1 about to leave us for American and local racing. The rest of us back to look at Randwick.
It's coming. The richest race in the West. The social event of the season. And your biggest day to play. So grab your suit, dress to the nines, and get ready to cheer until your voice goes hoarse. The Eagle is coming. The Golden Eagle. Saturday, November 2nd, Rosehill Gardens. Tab. Long may we play.
Gamble responsibly. Call Gambler's Help 1-800-858-858.
On, off. On, off. Having access to cash can switch your business on, help you grow and scale. But without a healthy cash flow, your business can get switched off fast. If you want to switch your business on to buy new stock or equipment or simply improve your cash flow, get on deck with an OnDeck business loan. OnDeck provide business loans up to $250,000 with funding possible the same business day. Switch your business on. Visit ondeck.com.au. All loans are subject to lender approval.
Dynamic Syndications with Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Bott offer an impeccably bred colt. Buy a Group 1 winner from a Group 1 winner and a half brother to a Group 2 winner. By Champion Racehorse and Sire Piero from La Rocha, Group 1 Oaks winner and sister to Derby winner Blackfriars and Talloc Stakes winner Manton. Our colt is a half brother to Group 2 winner Rocker. Join our dynamic Gay and Adrian team in this classics colt. Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360808.
I'm Michelle Payne. I'm a jockey. I'm available for track work.
She had a dream. It's not just about speed. It's about patience.
The girl's never going to win the Melbourne Cup.
To fulfil her destiny.
I want to ride Group 1s. I want to be the best.
You're not ready.
I'm ready, Dad.
From director Rachel Griffiths comes the inspirational true story of Michelle Payne.
Can I do this?
I know the horse can.
Teresa Palmer, Sam Neill and Stevie Payne as himself. Ride like a girl. In